This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. Virgin Galactic announced yesterday that its commercial manned spaceship, VSS Enterprise, successfully completed its first captive carry test flight over the Mojave Desert. Bigelow Aerospace has the Help Wanted sign out for professional astronauts who may be displaced from government space programs. Eric Lindberg's Creative Solutions Alliance Saturday announced what it calls an annual suite of prizes that will stimulate meaningful advances in the fledgling electric aircraft industry. British Airways and the Union Unite are offering conflicting spin on the effectiveness of a three-day strike by flight attendants, which wrapped up yesterday. Boeing reports its A160T Hummingbird has successfully completed a cargo delivery demonstration for the U.S. Marine Corps. Cessna is celebrating receipt by all 8 of its U.S. Citation service centers of the FAA's Aviation Maintenance Technician Employer Diamond Award of Excellence. Virgin America has announced plans to offer new service into Orlando and Toronto this year and says 3 more new routes are pending. Airbus Military says it has obtained a civil STC from EASA for the A330 MRTT, or multi-role tanker transport aircraft. The FAA says a pilot who crashed a very easy in the Arizona desert had his certificate pulled twice in the past for maintenance violations, and this time was flying with an expired medical. And Vince Neil Aviation is a new charter service based at Las Vegas McCarran Airport, formed by the lead vocalist and frontman from Motley Crue. There's no telling what's inside those 3 jets. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks in depth with Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters about last week's announcement that 2010 could shape up to be a record year. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.